Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. The benefits of exercise are well documented, but it can have its downsides, such as sore or stiff muscles. One way to alleviate this might be cryotherapy or immersion in cold water. And a team of researchers from Northern Ireland and the USA published a new Cochrane review of the evidence in February 2012. Denny Hetherington from the Cochrane Operations Unit tells us more.
Maintaining an active lifestyle can have multiple benefits, and daily exercise reduces the risk of many serious health problems. But one of the problems that can arise after intense or unaccustomed exercise is delayed onset muscle soreness, characterized by stiffness, swelling and soreness. Clinicians and athletes would like to prevent this so as to encourage full recovery between exercise sessions, and they might turn to cryotherapy to help. For many elite and amateur athletes, this involves immersion in cold water or ice baths. The Cochrane Review assesses the strength of the research for this practice, finding some evidence of benefit. Studies were eligible for the review if they recruited people who had done some form of exercise and were then randomized to undertake cold water immersion versus placebo, rest, or active control interventions, including warm water immersion, light jogging, or using compression stockings. Cold water immersion was defined as immersion in water at less than 15 degrees centigrade for any period of time. The review focused on the short-term effects and extracted data from outcomes measured every 24 hours for up to 4 days after exercise, with primary outcomes of pain and subjective recovery. The secondary outcomes included adverse effects, but most of the trials didn't undertake active surveillance of predefined adverse events, so the Cochrane researchers weren't able to examine this in detail. 17 small trials were included, with a total of 366 participants, most of whom were young men. In a typical trial, the participants spent 5 to 24 minutes in water at between 10 and 15 degrees centigrade. 14 trials compared cold water immersion with a passive treatment involving either rest or no treatment. And when the findings of these studies were pooled in a meta-analysis, there were statistically significant benefits at each 24-hour measurement point up to 4 days after the intervention. A few studies compared cold water immersion to other active interventions, and none of these showed important differences between the interventions. In summary, the review concludes that cold water immersion reduces delayed onset muscle soreness after exercise, but the best method of cold water immersion and its safety are not clear. The review also suggests a need for caution in using the results because of the self-limiting nature of most forms of muscle soreness and the possibility that some of the reported benefits may be due to a placebo response. There may also be better ways to reduce soreness after exercise, such as warm water immersion, light jogging, or using compression stockings, but there are not enough data to reach any conclusions about these interventions at the moment.
More information on cryotherapy and these alternatives is available in the full Cochrane Review at thecochranelibrary.com. That's also the place to look for future updates should the new studies called for by the reviewers get done.